And this is the Rama Roundup Show, and we're back and just waiting for the light to flash. And there goes the light flashing in the studio. And it is a really pleasant welcome back to somebody that came on the show. Probably, I think it was the end of last year. And I think the last time we spoke to each other, he was in his car. So we'll see where he is this time. Hello, Terry.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Not too bad. See yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm actually watching the under-18s over at Chems, mate. So all the hollering in the background will be that. It's not me.
Did you hear
Sorry?
That? Are they winning, mate?
Yeah, winning 1-0, Keith.
Yeah, beating Corinthians, mate.
Yeah, beating Corinthians 1-0. So yeah. I've only watched the last about five or seven.
Yeah, they're not a bad side.
Yeah, no, they play football, so not a bad game.
So pleased to be back in then, Tel?
Oh, yeah, delighted. What a, you know, it's a long time out. Recharged my batteries. I've got a taste back for it. Really enjoyed it tonight. Just got to probably take a week or two to get back in there. You know what it's like. Luckily for me, the fella sitting beside you has left it in a pretty good state on the football side of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm pleased to have him in the studio, I must admit, mate. Really pleased to have him in the studio, but not on the other side of it, because he, you know, as we have said to him before, he's probably one of the hardest working managers out there, and he deserves to be in a job.
Without a doubt, and, you know, saying I come up 100%.
So, I mean, how do you see the job then that you've got to do then at Thamesmead?
It's a bit of a weird situation, isn't it? You know, it's normally you get a job because the manager ain't doing too well, or he's left to do, you know, go further out the league. So it's a bit of a weird situation. I don't know what his name is, but he looks a little bit special. The other boy, Freddie Crowe, that you've had in your team.
Freddie's decent. The left back, Billy's good. The right back, I think, is the young local Soland. He's with Maidstone's academy.
Oh, that makes sense. He's decent. Yeah, he's decent.
He's good. A boy up front. Yeah. And like I said, you haven't seen young Adem play yet, or young lad called Kieran, ginger lad that I bought through. He's exceptionally good as well at that age. So I said that I bought six through, and you know, five. They're going to be really good players.
Yeah, you can see that. So that's a match plus. Obviously, the first team as well. You know, there's some really, you know, really good players. You know, Ashley Probetts, he knows how to play the game. Spence, I had a good chat with tonight. So the boy up front, Tyrus.
Tyrus, good lad, gives you 100%. And obviously, well, you know, you've still got people like Derek Duncan and that haven't played.
Yeah, Del was here tonight. Del trained tonight.
Freya's been injured. He's got to come back in. So, you know, on paper, they've got some good. They have, you know, I don't have to say that. For me, they're just a great bunch of lads, and that they will give you 110% every week. So,
that's all I've asked for them tonight, Keith. There's quite a few of them gone out tonight. So, they've got that side to them as well, which you know well.
I did install that into them. To be fair, you're going to have to get used to a few funny things they do, mate. Like we used to have big FA Cup games, and Asher Terry this. We on a Thursday night was playing Margate, who the league above us, and it was quite a far round. And instead of us going training, we ended up going down to Curry House, and I texted the manager and told and showed him our formation with the beer bottles on the table. It just took the pressure off from a few years ago. Yeah. And to be fair, we went over there and got a draw. It was. They're a sociable bunch, but love their football. But like I said, there's a few characters in there, but people that are committed, there's no behind your back there.
Yeah, well, I've seen that tonight. You know, their commitment and that in training, and it was. You know, they've made me feel welcome as well, the boys, because it's been difficult for them, obviously, with yourself going, Keith. You know, but as you say, they're a good bunch of boys, and hopefully, I can carry on your good work. That's my aim, anyway. I doubt that.
Just one thing for me, obviously, people mentioned, but. And this is just on a management point of view, because hopefully, I've got this to come. As a manager, Tel, how did it feel? And I'm doing my radio bit here. Yeah. I could obviously, I've got a job. But how did it feel actually walking in tonight and doing your first training session? What went through your mind?
Unbelievable. I thought I was going to be, and this sounds silly because I'm like 53 years old, but I thought I was going to be really nervous, but I weren't. I think the first person I met as I came through the gate was Deaders, Peter Deadman. Mm. He had a rascal of a shirt on, and I thought he was wearing it for a joke. So that's sort of like.
They call him Jonathan Ross, and it's for a point.
Yeah, well, they're not far wrong. I really, you know, I sit him up. You know, that's really made me laugh. And he, he said, "Oh, this is my serious stuff." So that was a good opening to the opening to the changing room. So
listen, that man hasn't worked for 3 years.
Has he not?
As an editor.
Has he not?
No, seriously, he doesn't work. He plays golf.
He does, yeah. Mm. Well, I don't know if he sends him his clubber, but it ain't the sort of stuff that you can't buy, that's for sure.
He gets the label, he's a Savile Row man, trust me.
Is he?
Yeah, and I can put it in, he was one of the old bankers that done all right.
Oh, is he? All right, I'll get on to him if we need a bit.
Don't worry about that, mate. That's why
if we need a bit of money, yeah.
That's why he wears that rascal clubber, because there's no pockets in it.
Oh, well, I'll have a go at changing that case.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
He's just sort of, broke the ice, really. Mm. And it went up from there. And as you say, the boy, as the boys was coming in, they, shook me hand, welcome to the club, hope you enjoy it. And, so, yes, it was really good, really good. It was different to what I've experienced before, because I've always took over, pre-season, which is the normal sort of thing. And obviously then you've got your own players that you bring in, so it's, you're introducing them to the club in certain aspects. But it was I thought I was going to be not so much nervous, but you know what I'm saying. I felt a little bit of trepidation, but it was great. We had a good training session, had a good crack in the change room before and after, and yeah, it was all good. All went better than what I thought, put it that way.
Brilliant.
But,
so are we going to have another Thamesmead late run then, and get into the playoffs?
I think that's if I was a betting man, I'd keep my money in my pocket. But who said it? Football's a funny old game. You never know. But I think that's out of reach. Realistically, it's not impossible. That's out of reach.
You just got to build, haven't you, mate, and just get that team back.
That's exactly what we said. It's a good situation because. As I say, there's not a lot of pressure. The only pressure we're going to have is what we put on ourselves. And as footballers, they should want to win, regardless of where they are in the league. So without that little bit of pressure, I'm hoping they can, express themselves maybe a little bit more than what they allowed themselves to. It's all good. I'm not going to bring any players in unless I have to. I've made that clear to the players. I'm happy with what I've seen here. And it's up to them, really. If they really want to be here, then they'll still be here the next season. But what football's like. I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and they may not like what I do or what I see or what I say. So that's another issue that I've maybe yet to come up with. But at the moment, I think we've got a midweek game next Tuesday, and then if there's Sudbury at home, which would be there ain't no easy games in this division this year, none at all.
I mean, are you looking forward to the 4th of April, though?
What's happening on the 4th of April?
Okay, it's morning.
Come up here somewhere, aren't
you? Oh, hello. of course I look forward to going up there. I always look forward to going to Viola.
I'm actually talking about the Morden.
Oh, you are
the Morden. Right the first time.
Morden's at home, though. We've been
Morden's
there.
At home. Yeah. No, listen. Of course, I'm going to look forward to that as much as when we play Redbridge. They're my old clubs, and obviously, I'm not going to want to lose that. But I've still got a lot of friends at Morden. I left on pretty friendly terms with everyone there. The chairman I still talk with, and Neil, one of the lads that help out a lot up there, I still talk to, and. There's no problem there. Obviously, I'm going to win the game. I want to win the game.
Of course.
As much as, there's two or three of my old players here. They're going to want to let me have it a little bit. So, I'm not going to say it'll be just another game because I'll be lying. It'll be a game that I want to win. But, I'll take that. I'll take that when it comes.
I know. Speaking to Ray Dyer during the week, and I said Terry's on, and he said, I'll be honest with you, I just hope, by the time that... we get to the game between Harlow and Thamesmead, that everything is sorted out, either your sort of safe playoffs or wherever you want to be, and we're either got the title done or we're in the playoffs. He said, I'd rather that than have sank on that game at the end of the season.
I don't know about that. The time will tell. But you know, I've always enjoyed taking my teams to Arlo because the atmosphere is fantastic with the crowd that you get there. It's not the normal, is it, in the Ryman North to have that sort of crowd behind you. So I always enjoy going there. If there's something on the game, you know what I'm about. We'll try to win the game. We ain't going to do anyone any favours but ourselves.
It could be an electric atmosphere, depending on
the way it's going, and the way the league's going. I think it could well go that way. I don't think anyone's going to pull away from anyone. I think it'll be definitely out of yourselves and need them. But you never know. There's always a late runner. Yeah, yeah. People tell you about that. There's always a late runner. Someone has come in and upset it. Keith, cheers, mate.
On the other side, mate, you wouldn't be where you are now if that didn't happen.
No, that's true. That's what non-league's all about, isn't it, Wigan?
I think it's quite funny, you know, with how the season's sort of the fixtures have actually panned out, because it could be a situation where, you know, the last home game of the season for Needham is actually Harlow, so it could be very interesting that the trophy gets presented, you know, worst case scenario it could be presented on that game, you know, maybe to Needham on that day, and Harlow have got to stand there and watch that, so then that could be even worse going into playoffs if you've seen the opponents. It could be a plus or it could be a negative. It depends on which way they would look at it. But, last game of the season.
Has that happened before, is it? It's the last but one. It's not the last but one.
So we've got, it's Needham on the 18th and then yourselves on the 25th. Yeah,
I see what you're saying. So, yeah, it could be all down to us, then, eh?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. And Needham play Chapman on the last day.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's all down to us South London boys now.
So it could be quite interesting. But, I mean,
he's one for Keith. This will make you out. They've just gone 2-0 up, Keith.
Good. No, they're doing well then, boys.
So, I mean, how do you see the Chapman game going then at the weekend?
I've been going to watch games. I know as much about Chapman as anyone else. I'm not one of them managers that worry about other teams. We'll go there and we've got a certain way that we want to go on Saturday. So, I don't know, it's one of them, if it's, you know, local derbies anyway, in my experience, always tight affairs, or they go the other way and one team gets smashed. So
We've got a good record down there, mate.
Oh, cheers, no pressure then.
I tell you what, mate, there is going to be some pressure on you on Saturday, right?
I spoke to him earlier on about a few things.
So you don't know about the initiation then, the players have to do, and the management?
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you look around the club, if you go in the ballroom, there's a few pictures, and especially it's coming up this time as well, where we've done naked penalties for comic relief.
Oh, right,
and that's the initiation of all the new lads now.
Okay.
So,
I've done it.
Look at Al. Trust me, mate, he's saying it's got to happen, but that's a bit of pressure, and they're saying it's getting cold at the weekend.
The last thing the world's going to want to see is me naked, let alone taking a penalty on that one. I'll look forward to that. You know, there's going to be all that stuff. I know. I was surprised that I didn't get it with Saints tonight, but maybe they are waiting for the Saturday. But I'm expecting something Saturday. Yeah, that's for sure. Somewhere along the line.
I bet you Darren's just fallen off his chair wherever he's sitting.
Darren?
Yeah.
He's just sitting along. He's actually listening in. He's got his headphones on. So, hello, Dale. You all right, mate? Yeah, he's just waving. he's all right. He's good as gold, Darren. You know what he's like. He's come over. He's got that. He's got that bounce back in his step. So,
What was the thing bring Tony in, mate? Obviously, I don't know your relationship.
Tony,
that's why.
Tony, I've known for longer than I care to remember, and he was. He managed one of my younger boys as an under 18 over at Broxbourne. I've kept in touch with him. He's been manager at Broxbourne
lad as well.
And at Chesham. Yeah, he's top boy. He's an excellent coach. You know, he gets his point across. He likes to play football. He's just someone that I've known for years, and he's been out of the game for a while, so. He's got something to prove as well, perhaps, you know, to after his last job. That's what I was, that's what I'm hoping.
Yep.
And we've just always got on well, you know. Some people just click, you know, and me and him just click. We talk the same, you know, language when it comes to football. We're like chalk and cheese off the pitch. You know, we like Chilton Cheese off the pitch, but that works. You know, I've had that with Jody. You know, we couldn't be further apart, me and Jody, but well, you know, we worked really well together.
Well, your local manager's now, isn't he? He's down the road, mate.
Yeah.
Go and see him.
Yeah, I'm going. I've got. Actually, nice touch. He gave me a bell straight away, Jody. And,
nice.
You know, he's a good lad. He's having it a bit tough at the minute.
Yeah, he is. Well, we've always had a good relationship with Welling. Obviously, I've got connections there anyway. But you know, with players and things like that.
Yeah.
So now they're only down the road. I'm sure he'll help you out.
Yeah, of course he will. Yeah, he's already said that. If not, I'll pay him a visit, Keith. You know, No, he's already said that. Any way he can help or ever, you know, I'm relying on him in that, if you like. So yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you know,
don't be going paying people a visit on this show, mate.
No. He's accused me of stalking him, but he said, like, because I'm a black cab driver, he said, I've never travelled to South London before. So
How did you find the trip tonight? All right, coming over?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it was. You know, it was. It is what it is. I think if there's trouble on it, then everyone gets in trouble.
Yeah.
And when it's running well, it's running well. So. Mm. You know, it's where I'm a cab driver. If I'm going to come in through the Blackwall Tunnel or jump on the old ferry or whatever, you know, it's I'm used that way. But if I'm leaving to come from home, it took me 50 minutes tonight, 55 minutes, and I picked Darren up on the way. So yeah, no problem. I've done trips before. I've travelled to Stansted. I've travelled to Malden. So not, you know, it is what it is. And when it's worth it, you know, the facilities here that the club can use, it makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, good.
So, I mean, yourself then, I mean, you've been watching games and that for the last, for the majority of the season so far. I mean, looking at the playoffs and looking at the championship in the North, I mean, where do you, your professional eye, where do you see, the top six being at come the end of, or sorry, should I say, the top five being at the end of the season?
I don't see anything any further than the top two there now. One of them are going to win it. I still, you know, from personal experience, I still think it's a bit. I still don't think it's right that only the top one go up. You know, I think it's a little bit tough that only one go up. I think if you come so close to winning it, I think you should get automatic promotion. But that's not the case. And unfortunately, it whoever comes second have the lottery of the playoffs. It's great if you're in the position that Keith was in, say, but it's the end of the world. Let me tell you, if it's in the position that I was in, it's not a good feeling. And if the truth's known, we didn't recover from that as a team. You know, we didn't recover from that. So I think that's really tough. The teams that are up there, I think Needham or Isle are going to win it. I think that's going to be, that might be a case of Arlo having a bit of a advantage with their pitch because they can get all their games in, and that's something that, would be aimed at them if they do win it, but that's something that, you know, obviously the club have used to their advantage, getting all their games in midweek. So that might come into it if Needham have to play quite a few games at the end of the season. The teams behind, I like what the lads down at Brentwood have done. I think they play really good football. I don't think they'd be far off. I think if they was one of the teams in the playoffs, I'd put my money on them. So I think in a one-off game, from what I've seen this season, I think they're team's built for the playoffs, if you like. Sudbury, I've seen a few times this year. Got one of my old players there, Ollie Burgess. You know, they play good stuff. But again, looking at their results over the past few weeks, they're getting they seem to be getting a lot of bans coming up, a lot of red cards and all that sort of stuff. That also comes into it unless you've got a massive squad. So. I don't know. I think if I had to put money on it, I'd say that Needham are going to win it. I'm afraid. I know you don't want to hear that. And then it'll be the lottery of the playoffs. And I'd put my money on Brentwood on a one-off game.
Hmm. I mean, I'm
sorry about that. That's just an opinion. The thing, Arlo have got a great goal scorer, and they said they're always like to, you know, nick a goal, and I could well be wrong, but just from what I've seen, I just think in a one-off game at the moment, I think Brentwood, their style of play and the players that they've got, built for that.
I think what concerns me, I suppose, when it comes to the playoffs, is if Arlo do finish second, that the team I don't want to see finishing in fifth position is Thurrock. That's the only one I can honestly say to you that at this present moment in time, that if we did finish second, that I wouldn't necessarily want to see them sitting there in the fifth position.
Are they your bogey side, or you just think they're a bogey side?
Yeah. So I really wouldn't want to see them. The other one I wouldn't want to see there would be Heybridge Swifts, but I don't think they will get there, so I'm not too concerned about that. But that would be the case.
The worry. But that's the thing with the playoffs. When you're not involved in them, they're great. But I'm not sure about that, Till. if you win them, they're great. That's what I'm saying. As an outsider, if you're not involved in them, they're great.
Adds a little bit more, doesn't it?
But I might be an uncle. You got to look at the teams up in Suffolk, didn't you? Deerham, I've seen, they really impressed me. I watched Wroxham the other week on Peace last game. I was really impressed with them.
I said that up front. We were talking about that earlier, the teams up there seem really strong.
I think they're, you can never rule them out.
Yeah, you don't want one of them away.
No, definitely not. Especially on a midweek.
Tuesday night.
The thing is, everyone says about that, but... You've got to remember that they have to do that four or five times.
That's exactly right.
Swings and roundabouts, and if the team that win it deserve to win it. They don't win it by luck. They don't win it because they have to travel to Wroxham on a Tuesday or lose it because of that. But Wroxham really impressed me. The front runners they had was exceptional on the day. Deerham, another team that you've got to look at. And they're always strong. So I don't know. Maybe because I've seen a lot more of Brentwood, but they really impressed me when I saw them play. Flanners down there's a good lad as well.
Yeah.
And Danny, they've played the game. They've actually played in an higher standard. So they know what it's all about. And on a personal note, I've got a lot of time with them, and I'd like to see them go up, but. That's just a personal thing.
Terry, it's been fantastic speaking to you once again. We do wish you all the very, very best for the rest of the season, and hopefully speak to you again either at the end of this season or beginning of the next.
I really appreciate that. How's the new boy doing, by the way, by the side here? Is he settled in all right?
He's doing a fantastic job, let me tell you.
Good?
Yeah,
good. Well, I'd like to thank him publicly because he had a lot of, although he won't admit it himself, I know that he had a lot to do with me. Being where I am at the moment, and I thank you for that, mate. I really do. And I hope one day I can pay you back.
No, you don't need to, mate. Like I said, it's as I said before, I love that club, and I always will with the bottom of my heart. So the best person there needs to get the job, and like I said, I think you're going to take it. You're going to take it on. So I wish you all the best.
I'll try, mate, and you'll be fine, mate.
Enjoy it.
I will do. Good, I will do. Speak soon, Keith. Yeah.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks a lot, chaps.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, mate. Bye.
And that was Terry Splane, new manager of Thamesmead Town. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and just big thank you to Gordon for coming in. Thanks, Gordon.
It's a pleasure.
And Keith, as usual, thanks very much, mate. It's been fantastic again. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, and I've got a little trip to Oxford with a lady wife next week, so we won't be around next week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. In 2 weeks' time, it will be Danny Lee will be with us from Barkingside. Barkingside UV is going to bring some of his players in from Barkingside and possibly from Southend as well. I have had the text, and it looks like we're going to have somebody in the studio from Phoenix Sports as well. So that'll be fantastic as well. But we'll be back at 7 o'clock on 2 weeks tonight. But also don't forget, there will still be a Team of the Week this week. We will actually announce the winner of that of week 13 on my Twitter feed at about 7:30. Yeah, well, it looks like it could be VCD, eh? But yeah, 7:30 next Thursday evening. So that will be on my Twitter feed then. But as we've been talking about YOLO United, and if you get the opportunity, please go and support them in everything they're doing. We were talking about people in the field that play for reality TV people and so forth that go into YOLO United. So I thought, why don't we just finish with probably the best singer this country has ever seen, but he still needs that break. And it's what we've been talking about all day with Gordon, about getting that one break. And here he is, the one and only Mr. Mickey DeMoulin.
Father's eye. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Upon a hill across the blue lake is where I found my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, don't you worry, child. Heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. There was a time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her right aside. Songs reminding me of a friend. My father said, don't you worry, don't you worry, child. Don't you worry now.